Welcome to the Draft Doctors Fantasy Footy Podcast with your hosts, John Crockett, Steve Fizz, and the Statesman.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, back from my little sabbatical, but we are out with the Statesman this week. He seems to be off in South Australia buying another winery or something. I don't know. This guy's got way too much money. But, Steve, we haven't even got an invite to the ones he owns. How do you feel about that?
Well, I probably couldn't afford to get there anyway because I'm that poor and disheveled. I'll just sit here and continue my Jim Steins-like streak going.
But you can't log into your team to continue that streak. So if you're playing Steve this week, good luck to you.
Yeah, terrible. I can't for some reason, I can't log into my Ultimate Footy team on my computer. And I logged in on my phone and it says I have no teams. So tragedy is about to befall my team, unfortunately. And I couldn't even look at it to see my fantastic victory over you last week.
Yeah, it was pretty close, neck and neck until the last game where David Mundy blew me out of the water. But no, well played. I'm going to continue my losing streak in that league and just build for the future. But a bit of news coming out. The teams have dropped. Robbie Gray looked a bit proppy there at the end of the training session in China, playing for points against the Gold Coast this weekend. Watch his space. Yeah, he performed really badly in fantasy last week. And if he's strapped up with ice at the end of a training session, that can't be good for Robbie Gray owners.
No, a lot of nervous Robbie Gray owners, I would have thought, Jono.
Or he's just strapping up the ice because it's so hot and humid over there. I don't know.
It could be.
And if you got Grant Virtual, man, you're riding some serious bad luck with this dude. He is now out for a month with a medial ligament strain. Comes back after a broken jaw and then bang, there goes the medial ligament. So no good there for Grant Virtual.
Not at all.
But if you are over in China this week and looking for something to do, I was having a look at a few of the tourist attractions you can do around Shanghai. You've got the Shanghai Tower. Sounds pretty interesting. Just a big tower. Something called the Bund. I have no idea what that is, but I'll go check out the Bund. Maybe it's an Al Bundy memorial. I do not know. But they also have something called fake markets. Now, I wonder if they sell fake newspapers and all that sort of stuff there, but I'd be pretty keen to check out the fake markets.
That sounds very authentic. Authentic China.
Get yourself a fake iPhone, fake Palsonic TV. Mm. But the teams have dropped and kicking it off on Friday night footy. You got the West Coast Eagles and the Dogs playing. Out for West Coast Eagles, Jonathan Giles, Nathan Vardy there, sole rucking with Hacksaw, Liam Duggan in and McInnes in. Outs for the Doggies, you got Dunkley with that shoulder, Jakey String with the knee, and the old general has struck down the captain, Bobby Murphy. In comes Bailey Dale, Jack Redpath, and Lucas Webb to the early game on Saturday afternoon between the Hawks and the Lions. You've got Jack Fitzpatrick and Ricky Henderson coming in. If you're a big boy McAvoy owner, you'd be slightly concerned because he's been scoring quite well as a solo ruck, and if Jack Fitzpatrick is going to be pinch hitting, you'd be slightly concerned there with Sicily omitted and Birchall out with that knee. In for the Lions comes Tommy Bell, Rowan Buick, Josh Walker, out McCluggage, McStay, and Mitch Robinson with that foot for 10 weeks. For the middle game, you've got St Kilda taking on Carlton with Luke Dunstan and Mav Weller coming back in with Kobe Stevens out of the suspension, Nathan Wright omitted. In for the Blues, Zach Fisher, Jack Silvani, out goes Kerridge and Billy Schmetz. You finally got your wish there, Steve. You were talking about him on the Sunday show. Schmetz is out.
Oh, that's just good news for Carlton fans.
Yeah.
Especially with Silvani, and he's a good player. Yeah, I know. Dogged.
And you need that toughness with against the Saints, you would think, as well, but still no Palmer.
Yeah, he might get run past like the Roadrunner did to the Coyote.
In the afternoon the twilight game, you've got Giants taking on Collingwood with Daniel Lloyd to make his debut, Sam Reed coming back in, and Lockie Whitfield straight back into the team after serving his drug suspension with Hopper going out with a finger injury, Adam Kennedy that knee, and also Matthew Kennedy omitted. In for the Pies, you got Aish, Blair, Shade, and Wells, with Broomhead, Cox, Ramsey, and Adam Treloar out with an ankle injury. This news is just breaking as we went to air, so we don't know the full extent of it just yet. And also, Scotty Pendlebury, the captain, on standby if his wife decides to drop the baby.
What a wimp. But how good's the Mason Cox news for Brody Grundy owners?
Oh, they'd be punching the air on that one, I reckon.
Good thing I'm playing a Brody Grundy owner this week. Aye.
Surprised no Matty Schoenberg yet, the GOAT.
Oh, my God. It's killing me, especially watching... Oh, wait. What's his name? Hack it up across half back, although he got dropped. Jackson Ramsey got dropped, thank Christ. But no Sharon GOAT. What's going on?
Played a third of the season uninjured. Still can't get a game.
That's a record.
It is a record. To the first evening game, we've got the country match between the Bombers and the Cats, with Andy McGrath back in the team, James Stewart to make his debut, and Job Watson, after having that rest last week, coming back in with Francis omitted, Gleeson omitted, and Stance out.
That's a shame.
That is a shame. No DPP. Slowing right down.
I asked, who was the biggest bust so far this year on the social media, Jono? A lot of people put their hand up for Stance.
He would be a clubhouse leader, I think, for me at the moment.
Easily.
In for the Cats, Jake Collar-Jasny, Sam Menegola, who played last week, so I don't know how he's in. Mark O'Connor, he's the Irishman whose defender making his debut. Zach Smith in, and Tom Stewart. Out goes Aaron Black, Lockie Henderson with the chest, Darcy Lang, Jordan Murdoch, and Jackson Thurlow.
Some new faces there for the Cats.
Yes. And you got the Crows taking on Melbourne on Saturday night with Troy Menzel, Wayne Miller coming in, with Riley Knight, Jake Lever out with a hammy. And finally for Melbourne, Dean Kent finally gets a run with J. Kennedy Harris omitted. A lot of Melbourne supporters have been calling for Kent to play for a number of weeks now, and finally gets his chance. I hope he does well. Moving on to Sunday, we've got the extended benches named with Batchelor, Richmond and Freo. You've got Jakey Batchelor, Shane Edwards, Ben Lennon, and Toby Nankervis coming in, with Nick Boston going out the shoulder. Interesting to see that Soldo retains his spot. It'll be interesting if they do play together and how Nank scores over the weekend. For the Dockers, you've got Griffin Logue coming in, Daniel Pearce, Tommy Sheridan, Nick Subin, Harley Balick out with illness. For the China game, you've got Jack Bowes, Keegan Brooksby, Braden Fiorini, Schoenfield, Shaw, Thompson coming in, with Archie Rosa and Swallow out with a knee. And for the Power, you've got Brendan Archie, Carl Amon, Dougal Howard, and Aidan Johnson coming in, Dan Houston omitted. And for the last game, you've got North Melbourne taking on the Sydney Swans, with Corey Wagner and Jared Waite out with their suspension. And on the extended bench, you've got Sam Durden, Taylor Garder, Declan Mountford, Aaron Mullett, and Jai Simpkin. And for the Swans, you've got Nick Newman, Gary Rowan, and Kurt Tippett named so far, with no outs. And if you do want to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out at The Draft Doctors or at Statesman33. We're on Facebook, or check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au. But before we get into the news, Steve, this is going to be the last Thursday show.
Yeah, Joe, just to the listeners, we've made the decision to pull the Friday show, although we recorded on Thursday night. Yeah, just the... we know the Monday show is a hell of a lot more popular than this show. We do the captains. But, Jono, we're going to be doing a captain's article each Thursday night up on the website. So you still get that information. And the late week pickups, well, we just found so many of our late week pickups, we were going over it twice in the waivers thing. So, I mean, unless there's a groundswell of support from you guys, that's just the way we're going to be going, just with the Monday show each week.
Yeah, absolutely. But moving on to the content this week, we do have our captains for the last time before hitting it up on the website. Steve, who have you got there, pal?
Straight off the bat, I got Dusty, man. Dustin Martin playing against Freo. Last five games against Freo, all dream team tons. Five of his last six games against Freo, a super coach tons. I'm loving Richmond in this match in the 1:10 slot. That's what the hell time is that in Perth? Is that like 6 a.m.? I don't even know.
Something like that.
You know, let's be honest, people. The Eastern time zone is the only legitimate time zone. So I certainly love Dusty in that matchup to score pretty big.
You don't feel Connor Blakely going to run the tag on him?
I don't care.
Don't care?
Don't care. Send him forward. What's Connor Blakely going to do then? Crap himself. All right, my next captain. Haven't mentioned this guy yet, surprisingly. Taylor Adams.
Interesting.
Going up against the GWS Giants. Bit of revenge swag there, driving down Narrative Suite. Quietly having a monster season, Jono. Averaging 121 in Dream Team and 110 in Supercoach. Certainly fantastic numbers for a defender. The two games against GWS he's played, tons all round. So no worries there, even including a 146 Dream Team. Treloar's out. That can't be bad. Nope. Questions over Pendles. Taylor Adams has had some monster scores, including 150 earlier in the year, so I think he's a great play if you've got him and don't have a lay-down Mazaire captain. And my captain Risky, Jono, it's Trent Cotchin. I really love Richmond in this matchup. 39 disposals for Koch last time they played Frio, so he's certainly got a great track record. He has a pretty good record against Frio, as he does everyone, really, because he's a star. And he's having a great season as well, Jono. So I think Trent Cotchin, bit of a captain Risky.
Yeah, don't mind it. He is having a good season, especially with the addition of Prestia, even though he's out injured, and Caddy. Moving on to my captains, I'm going to kick it off with Marcus Bontempelli playing the Eagles this week over in Perth. Averages 103 in Dream Team against the Eagles, top score of 125. And if you've got him in this Supercoach format, just a lazy 121 average for the Bont, the top score of 147. He's only gone under 100 once so far in the 17 season in both formats. Having a good start to the season, the Bont. The Eagles don't really tag as well, so if you can get off on that wide ground there, he'd be quite a handy selection. My next pick is Saint Nick Riewoldt, up against the Blues this week. His Dream Team average is 96 with a top score of 138. His Supercoach average is 107 with a top score of 203, Steve. The very first time he played on the way back when, about 200 years ago, when Nick was running around. You did have your concerns about Nick in last week's show. He looked a bit proppy, but the doctors have jabbed him up nice and good, and I think he'll return to his best. He was also on your buy list, was he, this week in your Dozen Deals?
Was he a buy? I thought he was a sell. I had him as a sell on the Dozen Deals article that's up on the website, Jono. Yeah, just a few concerns about Nick. I know you've traded him out.
Yes.
Yeah, I had him as my fantasy MVP back in that show, or Best and Fairest, whatever the hell we called it. Yeah, just a few concerns for Nick. Personally, man, he didn't look good. And just there's still a long way to go in this season, Jono. We're only a third of the way through.
Certainly is, but I've got a couple of Captain Riskies this week. Kicking off with Sam Jacobs against the D's. Hasn't got the greatest record against Melbourne, only averages 86 in Dream Team, 96 in Supercoach, but going only up against the might of Cam Pedersen, I can really see
him... Don't be dogging Cam Pedersen.
I can see him knocking out a couple of big scores. He has gone 132 and 110, both when Maxi Gawn hadn't been playing in the earlier years, so not a bad pick if you like. We've got Sam Jacobs, and my other one is Jack Stephen. You might some interesting stats here with Jack Stephen. He only averages 84 in Dream Team against Carlton, only ever going over 100 twice in his career. He's had a top score of 145 in that. But when you go to Supercoach, he averages 94, but he's only ever had four games under 100. So it's, having a look at the numbers, it's quite baffling. He'll get about 15, 16 disposals. I'm not sure if it's a tag that he gets.
Carlton tagged the hell out of Stephen.
So there you are. Carlton tag the hell of him. He has had a few games, but I just found it interesting the scores where he's scoring tons in Supercoach with 15, 16, 17 disposals, but not so much in the Dream Team format.
Well, I guess everything's contested because someone's got their hand up his date.
Yeah, quite possibly. But Jack Stephen is my captain risky for the week. But if you are loving the show, please do check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Please do leave us a review. It helps us immensely with the brand. It's not so much as a review, but more of a thank you. It's from Rob Boylan. He goes, on a side note, big thanks to you guys. Had my best ever start to a season, sitting second with a 5-1 record. My only loss came to the guy who is first in the league and also listens to the show, so thank you very much to him as well. Very happy with how I drafted with the help of your rankings and late ruck strategy. I feel like my team has a lot of upside and value. Now need to keep on top of my waivers and see if I can pry a few underperforming stars away from other teams. Thanks, boys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Rob. Love that, man. Got to get that title, though.
Yes, it's all about the titles. But moving on now to our late week pickups. If there's someone you might have missed off the waiver wires, and when we do talk about waiver wires, it's someone who's 65% owned or less, and we use the ultimate footy ownership on that. Kick us off, Steve.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I haven't been able to log on to my ultimate footy, so if the percentages... This happened on Monday as well, so I'm really sorry to everyone, but ultimate footy, you know, suck a lemon, get strampled, whatever. So I think you could do worse than Statesman mentioned him earlier in the week, but Tim O'Brien up against Brisbane, I certainly think he's a worthy play. Tim O'Brien forward for Hawthorn. We've been banging on all year about Aaron Mullett, defender for North Melbourne. Certainly like that matchup. Actually, you could use any North Melbourne defender, just grab and play him against Sydney, because that's a points bonanza, Jono, as we know.
Certainly is.
What do you think about Shane Edwards? He will have been dropped in a lot of leagues.
He would be floating on a lot of pools. I was cruising by his name in the Ultimate Footy League, and he just still has that stigma about him of sucking. But the Tigers, as you said, you like the matchup against Freo in that 1-10 matchup, so could be a good little plug and play this week.
I just think he's in line for midfield minutes, you know.
Yeah,
they seem to be just wanting to move the ball at breakneck speed, and we know Shane Edwards has got some toe. Although coming back from the hip, he might not be.
Want to play more of the forward role, you'd think.
Yeah, maybe just take it easy on him there. You know, I can't really say too much. I mean, Johnny Patton, he could kill in this matchup. The rumours are Ben Reed's going to play forward. He's been named at centre-half forward, so Johnny Patton could get a hold of one of these terrible defenders for Collingwood, Henry Shade. I'll throw a bit of shade at you, Henry. Johnny Patton could be in for a bag here. I mean, if Collingwood could be in some big trouble in this game, especially if Pendlebury wimps out and to support his wife.
Quite possibly.
What a terrible bloke.
But he even said he's going to leave at half-time if he could.
That's unfathomable. Oh, I mean, they might be 10 goals down by then, so it might be a good move.
Quite possibly.
Maybe she'll just be like, can you text me if we're 10 goals down? Just say you're in labour.
Yeah, get out of jail free card. Sorry, boys, the wife's about to drop.
Leadership. Hashtag leadership. Who have you got, Jono?
I'm going to kick it off with Benny Brown this week. Only 41% ownership. As we know, the Swans' defence hasn't been quite airtight as it has been in the past. So with Jarrod Wade out, the ball is going to be going laces out to Benny Brown this week. He's playing at Etihad as well, so the Roos do like playing there, move the ball fast. As mentioned on the Monday show, you had Clay Smith, still owned by 49% of players, signed the new two-year contract. So he'll be up and about celebrating his 24th birthday as well this week. So happy birthday to Clay Smith. And I've also got Cam McCarthy, only owned at 27%. He hasn't been scoring massive, but he has been putting together some really nice scores. He does push up the ground, grabs those marks, and the inside 50 as well. playing the Tigers, I'm not too sure who Alex Rance will go to, if it is McCarthy or would it be Matty Tabner. So if he doesn't get Alex Rance, he could be in for a pretty decent day, you'd think.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think they're going to get wiped in this game, so I don't know.
It'll be interesting. It all depends on weather as well. I think it might be a little bit showery as well, but who knows. But that wraps up my late week pickups for me.
Fair enough, John.
Any questions for this week, Steve?
Oh, I have a fact. We got some questions, but I got a fact straight off the top, John. I didn't know if you knew this, but do you drink plunger coffee?
No.
I like plunger coffee. It's nice and strong. But did you know in America what they call, you know, we call as a plunger here, they call a French press?
Really?
What the hell's that? Remember when Mo was like a garage? You park your car in a garage. Where'd you pull that from?
They were invaded by the French a long time ago, so
America.
French like their coffee. Yeah.
They were invaded by France.
Well, they were occupied by France. They went to war with France at one stage, yeah.
Huh,
and then they became allies and defeated the English.
Oh. Well, yeah. Is that how come there's like the French stuff in the South, New Orleans and that?
Yep.
Ah.
Bit of history lessons for the listeners out there.
There you go. Educational draft doctors.
There we go.
We should keep the Thursday show off.
Just make it an educational show.
All right, we got a real question here from Rodrigo on Twitter. Why does Steve got a hate on Shooter so hard? Ryan Phillippe performance, very underrated.
It's Ryan Phillippe?
Well, Rodrigo, I've got a hate on Shooter so hard because I love Shooter, the movie, but the TV show is terrible. And what you call underrated, I call wooden.
He is very one-dimensional, isn't he?
I think he was more believable in MacGruber when he was the jerk army guy.
Such a great movie.
Such a great movie. Unlike Shooter the TV show. But, you know, hey, Rodrigo, if that's your jam, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. No problems there. Question from John on Twitter. How do I survive the SH1T storm this week?
Buckle down, alcohol, and pray to whatever god you pray to. Because I think a lot of people are going to be in the same basket as you, and all you can do is hopefully your opponent's in a worse situation.
Yeah, hit the waiver wire smart, and watch Doomsday Preppers.
That's a great show.
Isn't it?
Love that show.
I love that show.
Redneck Americans, the end of the world.
Awesome. And we had a question from Dean on Twitter, Jono. He asks, in Ultimate Footy, do you play Brad Crouch versus Melbourne, the fourth hardest to score against, at Adelaide Oval? Or Barlow versus the Power, who are the hardest team to score against in China?
I'm liking Brad Crouch, is it not Matt Crouch?
Brad Crouch, yeah. Who's been terrible.
Nah, Mickey Barlow likes the open air of smoggy goodness of China, I think.
I think Barlow's going to excel in China.
I think so too. I think he's going to hit the street market, get some dumplings in him, be raging.
That's it. And we also got a question from Brennan on Twitter. And he says, this is obviously too late. Not so, Brennan. But I need some cover for this week. Nathan Hrovat, Jack Sinclair, Nick Graham, Ben Brown have my attention. What are your thoughts, guys?
Well, we spoke about Benny Brown before I spoke about him in the late week pickups. But Nathan Hrovat's been in a pretty good little vein of form. They excelled really well against the Crows last week. So in a nice little purple patch. So I'd be happy to take Hrovat or Benny Brown for me.
Yeah, I think Hrovat's a really interesting one. Small forwards against North Melbourne have been fantastic. Against Sydney, sorry, have been fantastic. I'd probably look between him and Sinclair against Carlton. I probably wouldn't go Nick Graham.
No.
Hrovat to me is probably the safest play, John. I'd agree with you there.
Yeah.
We got a question from Greg on the Facebook. What are your thoughts? This is a good one for you, Jono, but what are your thoughts on Matty Boyd in SC Draft? He's been dumped to the waivers in Greg's league.
Wow. Matty Boyd ever hits the pool, you'd be certainly making a claim for him because depending on how your defense looks, if you've got a pretty stacked defense and you're using him as a D5, it's happy days, even if he's going to pump out 80s for you.
Well, I know a lot of people playing shallower leagues than what we do, Jono. So maybe it's only a four defender league.
But he certainly hasn't got the return where you would have drafted him this year for sure.
No, look, his stats are way down. I think this week's a good week to pick him up with Murphy out because his disposals are down, his marks are down, his tackles are down, everything's down. There's a lot of good ball users in that back line. Matty Boyd's not one of them.
No, not anymore.
Although he has got a little bit better, I guess. But I think you could pick him up and use him this week.
Yeah, if he's there and as Steve said, in the shallow league, good matchup and a plug and play for sure.
Mm. And he does also ask, was I happy with the Colts draft class? And what were my thoughts on the horse making the picks? It was actually your orangutan, Jono. And the Colts had an orangutan make their day three picks. They went to the Indianapolis Zoo, and the orangutan there pushed a button, and on a TV screen, the picks came up. And the dude on NFL Network, Mike Mayock, was like losing his brain about it. He's like, get the orangutan, this is someone's special day. And he was just going off his head. And it was fantastic. I love it. It's orangutan. I love zoos.
Because the Colts, I suppose, list manager was out partying because he absolutely nailed the first couple of days?
Well, that gets back to my thoughts. And yes, the Colts did have a really good first day with Hooker dropping. Although, what's going to be happening is because they drafted their high-end guys as defensive backs, they often have really crap first years. So there could be some big pains, growing pains for these guys early days. So might not be the season for the Colts, but I think going forward it's good. Because I think they want to sack the coach.
They want to sack everyone over there in Indianapolis, don't they?
Oh, how's this, though? They signed this guy who's like an ex-Green Beret to be their player personnel director. He, like, retooled the whole way they select Green Berets. So he's doing all the psych evaluations. He's doing all the psych evaluations. Yeah, it'll be awesome.
All right, that wraps up the show for this week. If you do have any questions and want to check us out on social media, you can do that by checking us out at The Draft Doctors on Twitter or at Statesman33. Check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au, or check us out on Facebook. Good luck in your leagues this week, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.